This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patients from DROWN. The first name is George, George. The date of birth, November 27, 1964. Date of evaluation, January 25th, 2024. The referring physician, Bay Area Orthopedic, Dr. Centeno, C-E-N-T-E-N-O. The chief complaint, patient is seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right shoulder surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 59-year-old male who reports a right shoulder injury, period. He stated that he had been doing well until April of 2023. He was lifting mattresses when he felt a pop and burning pain, period. The pain was rated 11/10, period. He stated that he could not lie on his right side and had to sleep sitting up. Pain is worsened by lifting, period. He stated that he has been off work for months. He further reports irregular heartbeat, period. He has had no exertional testing, period. D. Patient is thought to have chronic pain syndrome. Period. He had undergone a course of physical therapy and had noted some improvement in his range of motion. Period. He is status post-corticosteroid injection, but remained in significant pain, period. He had MRI performed, which revealed circumferential labral, labral tearing, and partial thickness rotator cuff tearing, period. He has failed all conservative management to include 10 sessions of physical therapy, anti-inflammatory medication, and corticosteroid injection, period. He is now scheduled for subacromial decompression, possible rotator cuff repair, and possible distal clavicle excision, period. The patient has noted has had no exertional chest pain, period. Past medical history, 1, sleep apnea, next number atrial fibrillation, next number diabetes, next number hypertension. Past surgical history, pilonidal cyst. The medication, aspirin 81 milligrams 1 daily, metoprolol succinate 50 milligrams 1 daily, Metformin ER 500 milligrams daily, Crestor 5 milligrams daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, mother had diabetes, father died of heart disease. Social history, he reports marijuana use but denies cigarettes. He knows alcohol use, period. He denied drug use, period. he notes that he has about 3 beers per week, period. The review of system, constitutional, he has had no fever, chills, weight loss or weight gain. Skin, he reports color changes and rash. Eyes, he has impaired vision and uses reading glasses. Ears, he has deafness. Nose, he has no decreased smell or bleeding. Oral cavity, no bleeding gums or sore tongue. Neck, he has stiffness, decreased range of motion and pain. Respiratory, he has no cough or hemoptysis. Cardiac, he has no exertional chest pain, but does report palpitations, period. Gastrointestinal, he has hemorrhoids and hernia. Genitourinary, he has frequency of urination. Musculoskeletal, as for HVI. Neurologic, he has headache and history of head trauma. Psychiatric, he reports nervousness, depression, and insomnia. The physical examination, blood pressure 168/93, pulse 92, respiratory rate 20, height 71 inches, weight 273 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The skin exam reveals tattoos involving the lateral aspect of his arms, but otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, right shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion. There is tenderness on abduction and external rotation, period. Data review, : ECG demonstrates atrial fibrillation at a rate of 89 beats per minute. No significant ST/T-wave changes noted, although there is slight loss of the R-wave in lead V1, and one cannot rule out an overactive myocardial infarction. The impression, this is a 59-year-old male with history of right shoulder injury, period. He is known to have multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease, include diabetes, hypertension. And age, period. The patient further has history of sleep apnea and atrial fibrillation, period. Despite the same, he has no symptoms of exertional chest pain, period. He has no symptoms of dyspnea with exertion, period. His blood pressure is noted to be uncontrolled, period. The plan, I will start him on losartan 100 milligrams, 1 pill daily, period. He is to continue his regular medications, including metoprolol, metformin, and Crestor, period. He is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. He is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Wallington Ferguson.